Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you again. And by now, if you're a regular listener, you know that this show is pre-recorded, and we record on Wednesday night, which makes this Veterans Day for us.
November the 11th.
Absolutely. So we have a couple of veterans with us here. We have Brigadier General Hal James, retired.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And Pete, I know you're in the Air Force, but I don't know what your rank was.
I know he's on the honor guard there at the White House.
I was Navy during Vietnam and retired from the Air Force as a light colonel.
Okay, there you go. And that's Pete Benton.
The official name for light colonel is lieutenant colonel. And they call the colonel that has an eagle a full bull. I don't know why. That is,
there's some other things some of them are called sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
A large variety of things.
I got the Jackass of the Month award one time when I was a lieutenant colonel.
Did you earn that?
I did. I was tough on the guys.
All right. And we have Melissa with us tonight.
Hello.
And we have Rainer with us.
Hey.
She's the better part of Hal.
Amen to that.
And we're missing Diane is still recovering from her surgery. I understand she's doing better and improving all the time.
Yep. That's wonderful.
And we have Bob and Mary are out. They're not doing well, so we send them our best wishes. Okay, folks, it being Veterans Day, we definitely want to remember and honor those that have given so much and sacrificed so much to serve our country. And we hope that everybody that's listening to this show understands that they are the reason we're here today. It's their sacrifices that keep us going.
Well, I just wanted to mention that I've had a wonderful day. You know, we've talked to both of our sons that are veterans and had nice long conversations with them. But it started off earlier. I went to get my car washed because after all the electioneering or campaigning, as I'd rather call it, we were doing, it got in kind of bad shape. So I took it to the car wash, and as I started to pay for it, a fellow walked up and he said, "You're a veteran, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, how'd you know?" He said, "Well, I looked at the back of your car and figured you probably were." And he said, "It's free for you. You get a $20 car wash free." So,
wow.
And, you know, I thought that was nice. And while I was there, there was a black fellow that was about a head taller than me and looked strong and strapping, and he was wearing a camouflage hat. And I thought, sure, he's a veteran. And I came up to talk about Veterans Day with him. And he said he wasn't a veteran, which kind of surprised me. He dressed like a veteran. And he said, "But I want to tell you," he said, I appreciate so much what your generation has left us with."
Yeah.
And I just thought that was a good experience. I thoroughly, you know,
enjoyed. And I ditto that. We all appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I tried to join the military right out of high school, but unfortunately I had a hole in my eardrum, so I got classified as a 4F, and that kept me from being able to serve.
I want to comment on that, Rick. You served. You absolutely served. You were down at Marine Corps Base there in Cherry Point for a lot of years in their technical field and contributed so much to that. Now, I feel like the people at the Pentagon, a lot of those were civilians that I served with, and they served. They absolutely served the military. They served the nation by their contributions to the military. And I feel that way about the families of the military. The wives and children, you know, Rainer always says when something happened to the boys and they had to be taken to the emergency room, I was always gone.
You know, so that's a good point, because a lot of people think about the veterans, but you really need to think about the wives and the families.
The whole family.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And what they suffer if they have a casualty, and, you know,
our son is a major in the Army, and I know that during his deployments, it's hard on a family.
And you helped out.
Yeah.
You sure did.
Yeah, we had to. And Pete.
Yes, sir.
What does being a veteran mean to you?
Oh, it means the world to me. It is certainly a wonderful opportunity to serve God in your country, for there's no greater cause that we can serve. And tonight I have a couple of things, if we have just a couple of minutes, that I'd like to share that are very near and dear. And certainly one of my most favorites was the Gettysburg Address by President Abraham Lincoln. And November 19th, 1863, when he said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on the great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who have given their lives that the nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this, but in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who've struggled here have consecrated it far above poor power to add or detract. The world will little note, will long remember what we say here, but never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather than here, to dedicate it to the unfinished work which they have fought here so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that those honored dead will take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave their last full measure of devotion. They were highly resolved that these dead shall have not died in vain, that this nation shall have a birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth.
Amen to that. Too many of our young folks nowadays are totally unaware of those historical documents like that. Some of it's not even being taught in the schools anymore, and there's definitely no real emphasis being put on it. Now, I'm sure there are some classrooms and some teachers that do, as you would fully expect, but I mean, overall, overwhelmingly, if you were to sit down and ask some of them to talk to you about that, they wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about. So thanks for sharing that with our audience.
Well, we used to have to memorize it.
Yeah.
You know, it used to, that was the thing, we memorized it, and it wasn't teachers here and there teaching it, it was part of the curriculum.
Right.
You had to know the documents of the Founding Fathers.
Well, I was noticing while Pete was reading that, he didn't mention, he said people who, men who have struggled here. Well, he didn't mention a side. He didn't say the Southerners or the Northerners who were struggling here. He said all of them who were struggling there. And I've heard that read many times. I read it myself many times, but it didn't sink in as deeply to me as I was thinking about it here today on Veterans Day, that all of those people served the cause that they believed in.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Yeah, all of them did.
And you know something, Hal, you know, along with that point, that I think you're absolutely right. I think the major reason why we fought the Civil War was to preserve this Union. That was the major issue. God wanted America to survive, to be that shining city upon the hill, in the words of Ronald Reagan.
I've got a little bit of a different take on it. I honestly think it was an economic war to begin with.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. The Northeast was industrialized. The
Correct.
South was agrarian.
Mm-hmm.
Any iron that they used needed to be imported. The Northeast made their own. There was a terrible, terrible tariff, very high tariff on imported iron. The South was paying way more than half of the cost of running the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
They were demeaned because of slavery, and slavery was horrible. I'm not minimizing that.
Sure.
But the Southerners were well aware that in the Northeast, the industrialists had workers, company towns, paid in company script, wasn't good anywhere except at the company store. They got by minimally, barely got by scraping. Mm-hmm. If they were ill or got too old to work, they were tossed out on their ear and someone else was replaced their housing. In the meantime, slaves who were ill were taken care of. Slaves who got too old to work were taken care of. So it has not been portrayed by history very kindly. The states, as autonomous states, chose to join the compact, which was the Constitution. if a document, it's essentially a contract, if a document is silent on an issue, then that option is always on the table. Mm-hmm. It was silent about those sovereign states withdrawing. So I think the South was perfectly within its rights to withdraw from that union. Now, I don't misunderstand me. I'm pleased with the outcome that we're one nation.
Amen.
But there was great injustice done during that period of time. And since to the victor goes the spoils and the ability to write the textbooks, it is not accurately portrayed very much anymore. Jefferson Davis could not get a trial because the legal beagles in the North agreed that he might win in the courts what he had lost on the battlefield. So it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
I want to kind of piggyback on what Pete was saying about that God wanted America to succeed and to win, and kind of reflect it with today. All wars are economical. All wars are fought with the money. Yes, that's absolutely, and just like on the surface today. But there is no doubt we are fighting good and evil today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to remember that in the Civil War, it was the Union, the Confederacy. It was essentially two different countries. The Confederacy had their own White House. I mean, they had their own capital. The Union had theirs. I mean, they were separated. And had they not, the war brought America together, we would have been two separate. And that's where we're heading right now, because we are so... We haven't, since the Civil War, been as divided as we are today. You know, they call it the left and the right, good and evil, whatever you want to call it. We are very, very divided. And I think it's, again, we've gotten to the point, America was founded on religion. America is a Christian country. We have that... one nation under God. You know, we, all of our songs praise God that are about our patriotism more than any other country. And we are that shining light for the world. We are supposed to go forth and teach to the world our Christian, you know, and the rest of the world looks towards us and we're failing miserably. And I think God's given us a big wake up call, and we better choose the right side.
Well, I think Melissa stated that very, very well. But I just want to add one thing. It's a darn shame that statistics show that only 40% of Christians actually go out and vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it may very well have been different in this election. There were so many people that not just first-time voters because of coming of age, but first-time voters who were at all ages, including very, very elderly. And I'd be willing to bet a bunch of those were Christians.
Right. Yeah. Something I want to point out, Melissa, said it was the good and the evil, and we were divided as if it was two. But this is a little different this time. There's a third aspect to it, and that's the globalist elitist.
Mm-hmm.
They are dividing us. They are like a wedge in between us.
Yes.
But don't they fit in that evil category?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. But, you know, it's like the war between the states was North and South. And now we've got the globalists that are in here that are trying to bring in socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are using our past history as a tool to divide us.
Yes.
That's why everybody's a racist. Everything you do is based on race, on color.
Well, that's why, you know, the Civil War is such a huge, huge part of our history. You know, not only did it end slavery, it was the fundamental, I mean, it changed us. It changed all of it,
sure.
The country. So, yes, they are going back to those things that were so hurtful and so awful, and putting out this dialogue that this is happening again, and bringing up all of those hurtful issues, even though we are way better than we were 20 years ago, 30 years ago, much less 100 years ago. You know, they're bringing those back in. And I think, you know, with the left, they don't want to see... You know, I'm sure some of them do know, but really they don't research enough or pay attention enough to know that there's globalists and one world order coming in, that they're using them as puppets. You know, they're the puppet master. They think they're leading this big movement to change America when they're being led
by
their strings the whole time.
And it's a well-organized effort that's been going on for many, many decades. And you mentioned God. And what's the first thing, the first step in their manual of what they have to do?
Destroy religion.
Take God out of everything.
Take out of everything.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take over the host job again like I did last week, Rick. But I know that Pete has been, about that 40% of Christians voting, I know Pete's been working, he has some kind of a program going that he's trying to help change that.
Yeah, can we take a break first and then come
absolutely,
back?
Absolutely, Rick.
Well, we need to take a break here from our sponsors because we've been kind of long-winded in this first segment, and we'll be right back. After this,
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we're honored to have special guest Pete Benton with us. And Pete, I know you had a role in your service that required you to serve under several presidents. And tell us about what that role was.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great privilege and honor and distinction. As Hal knows, that each of the military branches, we have an elite presidential unit called the Presidential Honor Guard, and they are selected from the top 1% of all the military. Now, the Army, being the senior service, is always in charge, and we reported directly to the president. I served under Ronald Reagan and George Bush.
It used to be the Army Air Corps.
Yeah, that's true. And it was just an extraordinary opportunity. It's a special duty assignment. You are there for a minimum of 4 years, and you stay a little bit longer if they need you. You get a top secret presidential access clearance. But I just want to kind of go back and revisit what Melissa and Rainer and Hal were saying. And when we were having this discussion about you know, divide and conquer, and what's going on between. Remember, Archbishop Vigano wrote a beautiful letter to President Trump earlier this year about there's this great spiritual warfare between good and evil. There are the children of the light and the children of the dark. Well, October 27th, 1964, Ronald Reagan, when he was stumping for Barry Goldwater, said in his speech, "A time of choosing." It's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms intended for us by our founding fathers. James Madison said, "We base our experiments on the capacity of mankind for self-government. The idea that government was beholden to the people, that there's no other source of power except sovereign people, is the newest, most unique idea in the long history of man's relation to man. For almost two centuries, we have proved man's capacity for self-government. But today, we are told we must choose between a left or a right, or as others suggest, a third alternative, a kind of safe middle ground. I suggest to you there is no left or right, only up or down, up to the maximum of individual freedom consistent with law and order, or down to the ant heap of totalitarianism, and regardless of the humanitarian purpose, those who would sacrifice freedom for security, whether they know it or not, have chosen the downward path. Plutarch warned, the real destroyer of the liberties of the people is he who spreads among them bounties, donations, and benefits." And I suggest to you that's exactly what is happening today.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. I won't go into detail, but there's many people that are sacrificing a little bit of liberty for a little bit of security. And a lot of it, I believe, to be under false pretenses.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a woman that asked Ben Franklin as he came out of the State House, "What kind of government have you given us, Mr. Franklin?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it."
Yep.
Yep. And we are toddling on the edge of possibly losing that republic. Hopefully, we'll be able to cling on to it.
I'd also like to point out that, you know, when there's a lot of commentary that, you know, Republicans think Trump is their God, the left like to throw that out. Absolutely not. We have one God. We serve one God. But what Republicans see in Trump is he wants us to keep our liberties and our freedoms. And if we cannot, especially on Veterans Day, take a moment to go back and look and see the sacrifices that hundreds of thousands of men and women have made to keep these freedoms for us and how important they are. And when you let them slip by little, you know, you think, oh, well, it's just wearing a mask. It's good for everyone. It's, you know, it's just the right thing to do. Or, you know, certain little liberties, no one should have guns because then no school is going to get shot up. You know, so everyone take your guns, give them to the government. These little liberties that they want to take. Well, look at Hitler. Years he planned that. Okay. They didn't come in overnight. Hitler planned this for years. And then he got his group together and then he got his government together and he started feeding these ideas slowly. He didn't come out radically and say, "I'm going to kill all the Jews," because everyone in Germany would have said, "This man's crazy. Lock him back up." But no, he slowly indoctrinated, mm-hmm. which is what you're seeing starting in our school system all the way up. Indoctrinating, losing these little things that you think is for the benefit for all, the good for all. And that's what they thought they were doing. It was going to be for the good for all. I'm so sorry that little tiny group is hurting, but it's for the betterment for the bigger group. And then the next thing you know, he's taking more and more. He didn't come out and just start interning these Jews. He started taking little tiny liberties until it was out of control.
Yep.
And if we don't learn from that, we're doing it again.
And you mentioned the indoctrination. What did Hitler say? "I don't need you. I've got your children."
Yeah. So. And we're in the second generation of that, too.
Yes.
And that's a real problem.
Let that sink in. "I don't need you. I have your children."
Yes.
Ugh. Gives me chills every time.
That's a battle we need to fight, and we need to fight hard, and we need to win it.
Look close when you're watching the news of these rioters in the street. They're not old people.
Nope.
They're not even middle-aged people. They're kids.
Yeah.
Mostly kids that have been brainwashed and indoctrinated with these socialist ideas that you should have everything for free, and that they're out there with good intentions in their own minds. What they're doing is legitimate and right, and they have good intentions. They've just been so misled, they don't understand what's at the end of the tunnel for them.
Well, and they're not taught the history in a way that we were. You know, one thing I learned with this whole election, especially with the school board run and working closely with that and getting to hear other candidates speak, you know, these young adults and teenagers have never been taught history in its full capacity. And so they don't know that you're essentially, yes, it sounds great, healthcare for everyone. Who wouldn't want that? You must be a monster to not want your grandparents to have free healthcare or your neighbor to be able to take care of their three children. You know, free college. I have two college-age kids. I'd love for free college, you know, instead of having to pay that. Of course, that sounds great. But you're giving that control to the government, and every little bit of control you give to the government, they have you.
Right.
They have you. And you also have one thing I learned listening to other candidates debate is that they don't believe there's indoctrination in our schools. No, there's not a class that says come in here and get indoctrinated. There's not a class that says this is sex ed class that we're teaching your children all kinds of things. It's slowly and surely brainwashing. Look at Sesame Street. Look at PBS. Look at Arthur. I mean, come on. Come on. Look at these things. And when you start to see, you know, the drag queen characters and the Susie Has Two Dads, and these are the books that are being read, and, you know, these things, that's how they're indoctrinating your children.
Look at the book list, the reading list.
Exactly.
English you language don't have to, arts.
Right.
Read it and weep.
Right. You don't have to. It's things that you, in your Christian home, would not teach your children. You would not expose them to that. You would not let them watch it on TV. Yet you send them to public school, and no, it's not in the curriculum stated. Because then you would know. You would be able to say, I don't want my child participating in this. But they get it in there with their subtle, a sentence here and there, a story time here and there, a movie here and there. And that's how these children, after years and years and years of indoctrination, mm-hmm. come out of college, and now they're standing on the street screaming death to America.
Yep. Another thing you're talking about there that they don't realize, ask them, what does America, what does the government produce? Nothing.
Mm-mm.
How do they pay for the schools? Yep. How do they pay for the free college?
Take
how do they
from the productive
taxes.
And give
there
to the
go.
Unproductive.
So they haven't been taught that either, that the government does not produce anything. If it prints money.
Well, they think
money,
that the super rich are going to pay for it. That's always the response. The 1% are going to start paying their fair share. No, they're not.
They're paying
no,
more
they're
than
not.
Their fair share already.
Right.
They do
news
pay,
flash.
But if you think, you know, because the biggest thing, as you guys know, I do go on the more liberal sites and read the comments. I don't just watch the videos. I read the comments to get to know what the people are thinking. They really
brave
do.
Brave woman.
If you're under $400,000 a year, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about, which is pretty much everyone we know, you know. You don't have to worry about it. If you think that those businesses, these small businesses who just make over $400,000, or even these larger ones, Walmart, Target, any of them, that's what they've always done. They're going to raise their prices to cover the increase of their taxes. That is basic civics, basic economics. Come on, people, basic right. economics.
Which they yeah. don't they don't
so
understand.
So we're all paying for it.
Because they're not taught it's economics like- or civics either.
Some of these elections we just had, some of the states had referendums on the ballot to raise the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand, okay, here we are going through a pandemic that has shut down a great number of our small businesses. They're just barely hanging on. I think I've heard around 40-50% are permanently closed down now because they couldn't survive it. And now you want to say, okay, you've got to pay these people more when you're taking in less. How does that work?
It doesn't. You eliminate entry-level jobs right, left, and sideways.
Killing the goose has laid the golden eggs.
Right. Yep. And again, I'll mention, this is all part of a plan that's been out there for generations now. It started back in the late 40s, early 50s. The rule books are out there. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, the Communist Manifesto. Just go down there. They're still available, as far as I know. You can order them on Amazon or just look them up on the internet. Read them. And then turn on the evening news, and you'll see it in print, and you'll see it in action.
Yeah.
And I just want to real quick point out, those of you who voted for that, you know, the safety measures and someone who speaks presidentially and, you know, because you think you're getting a calm or more stately type of union here, watch any video. I watched a video of a Olympia, Washington, and it was some Trump supporters came out. There's probably 500-600, and they came out to protest the voting. They wanted the every legal ballot counted.
Right.
And there was about 30 or 40 Biden supporters on the other corner, and they brought their megaphones. They stole an American flag. They stole a Trump flag. They burned both. They stomped on and rubbed the American flag into the street. They held the Trump flag upside down and lit it on fire. And when they did that, the Trump supporters started chanting USA, USA. And they were on their megaphones and started screaming, death to Trump, death to America, death to America, over and over and over again. If you don't think that's radical or extreme, another article came out today. The Black Lives Matter co-founder, Color, has actually written a letter to President Biden and said, we came together as black people and got you elected. We won this election for you.
She always uses black in capital letters,
yes,
too.
Yes. And now we want something for our vote. Mm-hmm. And she says, we expect to be in from the get-go on your transition team and be in on all of your policies.
Yep, it's time for them too.
So, you know, and it's not that black lives don't matter. We've talked about it a million times.
Yep.
It's the organization, and you need to go research the organization. And I know, Dad, I'll pass it back to you.
All right, we've got to take a break. But as we have said many, many times on this show, all lives matter.
Amen.
Especially the ones in the womb.
There you go.
With that being said, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we're having a very interesting conversation here on Veterans Day, and we are honored to have two distinguished vets with us, Brigadier General Hal James, and Pete, I never did get to... exactly what your rank was?
I was a lieutenant colonel.
Light colonel, that's what. Yes, sir. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Benton from right here in Craven County, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Grew up in Havelock.
All right, well, we are going to talk a little bit more about current situation because that's where we ended up at before the break and how it dovetails into, into history. I mean, we've seen this going on before. Melissa brought up Nazi Germany and Hitler and the way those things progress there and how we're seeing similar things here. Pete, you were talking during the break about something that's divided us, a tool, an instrument to do that.
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and repeat that for us?
Sure. Rick would be happy to. And again, Melissa brought up a good point, and Rainer and Hal. Go back to September 21st, Monday, when we had the God and Country Alliance. We had Dr. Bill Federer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bill, I think, is by far one of the most brilliant historians I've ever met. And what I really appreciate about him, he's a Christian historian because he tells the good, the bad, the ugly. But recall when he went back, he went through from the beginning of time to the present in each of the centuries. 10 years ago, I was in Germany as a senior war plans officer for Admiral Stavridis on European Combatant Command. I worked on top secret war plans. That was my job. I got a chance to know a lot of the Germans, and they told me about what happened to them with the brown shirts. The same tactics that Bill Federer was warning us about and telling us about is what they essentially did over there. Essentially what you do, you divide, you conquer. Okay, you create a crisis. You create a crisis, so everyone has to come together and bow down before the king or the government or whatever, say, I need your help, show us the way, okay? So I think it's instructive that we understand, the old saying is, he who forgets his past is destined to repeat it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go back to this COVID virus. There are some very, very interesting things, but I also remember one of my favorite scriptures is faith, hope, and love, and the greatest one of all is love. I think there's hope for the future if we turn to God and ask for his deliverance and his guidance. Now, that being said, when Bill was talking about this divide and conquer philosophy, create a crisis. COVID-19 appropriately occurred 8 months prior to the election. Do you not find that interesting? I find it very, very interesting. And why did that happen appropriately at that time? And I go back to Dr. Viktor Frankl's book that he wrote in World War II when he was in prison in the Nazi death camps. Okay. He wrote a book.
Let me just interject one thing here. This was not a naturally occurring virus.
Correct.
No.
Okay. We understand the importance of it and the dangers of it and that it is a real virus. But it was not a naturally occurring virus.
Correct. Because
created
exactly,
in a lab in Wuhan, China.
That's right. It's a Wuhan military research lab. Okay. That was a man-made manufactured virus. Okay. Now, here's what's interesting about COVID-19. What is the major thing COVID-19 did to the American people? It restricted our liberties and our freedom of movement. We were not allowed to go to churches. We were not to go to see family members. We weren't supposed to go out. It's a tendent to the divide and conquer kind of thing. And if you go back, like Bill talked about in history, and you look at these tyrants, you know, essentially in feudal society, you had the monarch, you had nobles, and then you had commoners. The commoners never could rise above to become nobility, and the nobility could never become monarchs because it was passed down from family to family, okay? That is just the perfect foundation for tyranny, for abuses of power. And look at the issues. You go back to 1544, the Battle of Lepanto. That was where the Christians finally repelled the Muslim attacks. For thousands of years, the Muslims and the Christians have fought a horrendous battle to subjugate and destroy one another. The same type of thing is happening here in America. And I say it's time to reunite this country and stand for God and our fellow men and women.
I absolutely agree. You know, with that lockdown, I mean, first of all, it was called a lockdown.
Correct.
Of American citizens. We were locked down, and, you know, there's so much censorship on YouTube and Facebook that the facts that you were getting were only what they wanted to give you.
Correct.
And the media you were seeing are only what they wanted to show you. You know, it's, you couldn't go out and mingle your ideas, like you were saying. You can't say, hey, well, what happened with you? Do you know anyone who got sick from COVID? Do you know anyone who died from COVID? You know, we couldn't do that. All we could do was look at that horrible death toll rolling on the screen, you know,
which we found out later was a hoax.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, not to, I'm gonna put on my tin hat for a minute. I do that every once in a while, but you know, none of us in this room know anyone who died from COVID, do we?
No.
Okay. And I haven't seen, you know, granted, this is a somewhat small town, but, you know, even in Greenville or Raleigh, or so, I haven't seen massive caskets piling up. You know, we just haven't seen that. And we have heard lots of people say the hospitals are not overrun. In fact, we have so much of the ventilators that we were giving them to other countries, you know. They're giving us those numbers, but where's you know, I don't expect them to show us dead bodies, but if they can produce false votes, they can certainly produce false death certificates or just say this is how many died.
Actually, they paid the hospitals for COVID deaths.
Right. And,
so
and we know
if somebody has it, even if they die of a heart attack,
correct,
or a motorcycle accident, they're going to call it a COVID
death.
Right.
That's true. Do know that, because we do know people who said, well, I mean, he had severe heart trouble this whole year, and then he passed away, and they said he had COVID, so he died from COVID. Okay, now I do know quite a few people who have tested positive for COVID and then immediately tested negative for COVID, or vice versa. You know, I do know that. We do know those tests are 50-50. You know, yeah, it's a draw.
False positives, false negatives.
Right, exactly. You know, and so it's that fear, and they drove us with fear, not with facts, not with proof. They drove us with fear, and that's
that
where you're seeing
aforethought.
Yeah.
That's where you're seeing the separation. Are these people who are terrified and they're scared and they want someone to take care of them?
Yeah,
and they're screaming for stimulus checks.
Yes,
we don't do that.
Well,
Americans don't do that.
Let me reiterate real quick. We understand the virus is a real thing.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
And it can be a bad thing, a dangerous thing. But you have to look at the whole picture, folks, okay? Yeah. We have the flu that kills people every year. We have other things. We have had disease and plagues in this country and around the world since the beginning of time, okay? We understand that the coronavirus is a real thing. Like we mentioned, it was not a naturally occurring virus. It was created in a lab. You have to try, well, why? Why was it created in the lab? For what purpose do they create a virus like this in a lab?
Biological warfare.
Right. And how did it end up affecting at the strategic period of time that you mentioned, right here at election time? And, you know, there's some other things that go along with that. The harvesting of the ballots and things like that. The mail-in ballot. And I'm not talking about the legitimate where you request a absentee ballot. We've had that. Those are perfectly legitimate. You request it. It's sent specifically to you. There's a way to track that and make sure that, you know, that's legit. But the unsolicited mail-in ballots.
Harvested.
right, yep, that have come in. How many of them came from China?
Yes.
Okay. Wait till you figure all that out. Folks, there's a globalist agenda to interfere with our elections, to interfere with our way of life, to divide us, to conquer us, as the term you use in Pete. And I know, I understand, and Chris, you know who you are if you're out there listening, because you told me you listened to my radio show and that I have some very extreme radical ideas. Okay? So I know we're going to be labeled as far-right radical extremists when we talk this way. But, folks, facts is facts. I mean, you know, all we ask you to do is go out and do the research. Mainstream media is all controlled by seven corporations. They all have the same talking points. They all have the same thing on the evening news. They all have the same agenda. Go out and do your own independent research.
And I just want to just connect those dots really quick. You know, the China, yes, it was man-made. Yes, it came out. Why China? Why man-made? China needed to get rid of Trump. Trump has been very hard on China. Trump has taken, you know, done the tariffs and taken away a lot of money.
And they own Biden.
They own Biden. They've taken away, he's taken away a lot of money from China, and he was not done with them, okay? And they needed to get rid of him. January comes around, bam, it's released. It's in China, secret information. All we know is people are dropping dead in China. That's all we're told. Next thing we know, it's here. Okay.
And, but not in the rest of China.
Right, magically. Exactly. It was very magically contained to that one district. But now it's here, and they did that fear. They locked us down. They fed us the information for months and months while you were in your home 24 hours a day. You weren't working. You weren't going to school. You were being fed that death toll over and over and over again. Stay away from everyone. Don't leave your home. Election comes. Don't leave your home. We'll make it easy for you. We'll mail it to you. We'll send you, you know, it's all, just connect the dots. It's all connected.
And for help in that, there are three outlets that I would suggest. The Epoch Times, the...
That's E-P-O-C-H.
Yes. And they're online. One America News Network.
Yep.
And our own right-wing granny.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. This is a good point that I wanted to make. The media, if you turn on a radio, you get this Fox News media of their system. I don't know exactly what to call it, but almost every station seems to carry it. And I'm telling you, it makes me broil to just have to listen to it because they put out misinformation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, if you haven't figured it out yet, the mainstream media has an agenda, and they all have a coordinated talking points, and there are alternative sources out there. I've been advocating for a long time, and I'll go ahead and double down on it now. Cut your cable off. You're paying for this crap. You're financing this misinformation. You're financing this garbage. You can just get internet service and go to the alternatives like Rainer mentioned. There's Epoch Times out there. There's One America News. There's Newsmax. There's Rush Limbaugh's show. There's Mark Levin. There's the Blaze TV. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of alternative sources of news out there, and that you need to feed your brain from both sides, not just one.
Melissa
source.
Takes care of that for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I try to feed y'all's brain, and y'all revolted against me this weekend. But okay. Wait, Dad, what you're saying there, your people are going to say, "Oh, but my football channels. Oh, but my entertainment channels."
If that's what's most important.
If that's
to
what's
you.
Most important to you, I'm sorry. But with streaming today, you can watch anything you want to watch. You are not going to miss those football games.
Oh, yeah, but I've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you're
you just got rid
those.
Of a $130 cable bill. Maybe you can afford a $20 subscription.
Absolutely. But no, and I stream football games all the time back when I watched them last year before I disowned the NFL. But you can live stream those games. You can live stream movies. You could there. Okay, so you can do these things, and you're not feeding Disney and ABC and all of these to put that money back into these schools to indoctrinate your children full circle.
I'm in.
All right. You through? Good job. All right. Folks, we get passionate here. We get wound up because it's really passion. It comes from our hearts. We care about our country. We care about our people. We care about you.
Our veterans.
And that's why we do what we do, is, you know, because we care.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Pete, how about close us out with just some good words?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. And again, Rick, Hal, Brainer, Melissa, it's a great privilege to sit with fellow Christian patriots and share the truth. I'd like to dedicate this final presentation to all the men and women, past, present, and future, who will serve this country. They are as God meant them to be. They are the guardians of freedom. They're the vanguard of this great republic. They're the men and women who've given their last full measure of devotion for God and country. And we remember their service and we honor it. Tonight, it's Daddy, What is a Vet? By Father Dennis Edmund O'Brien. Some veterans bear the visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in the eye. Others may carry the evidence inside of them, a pen holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel, the soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who've kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. He's the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure that the armored personnel carriers didn't run out of fuel. He's the barroom loudmouth dumber than five wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behaviors outweighed 100 times in cosmic scales by 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. She or he is the nurse who fought against utility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 years in Da Nang because they couldn't stand the pain. He's the POW who went away one person or came back another or didn't come back at all. He's the Quantico drill instructor who has never seen combat, who has served countless lives by turning slouchy, no-count rednecks and gang members into Marines and teaching them to watch each other's backs. He's the parade-riding legionnaire who pins on the medals and ribbons with a prosthetic hand. He's the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and medals passing by. He's the three anonymous heroes at the tomb of the unknown soldier whose presence at Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless deep. He's the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now and aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp and who wishes all night long that his wife were still there to hold him when the nightmares come. He's an extraordinary yet extraordinary human being who's offered some of life's most vital years in service of his country and who has sacrificed his ambitions so that others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He's a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness and is nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation the world has ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who served our country, just lean over and say thank you.
Thank you.
That's all most people need. In most cases, it would mean more than any medals that could have been awarded. Just two words, thank you. Why? Because it comes straight from the heart. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who's given us the freedom of press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who's given us the freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who's given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. God bless the USA.
Amen. Thank you for that. I want to add two more words to that. Thank you. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Have you got any more time?
No, we actually don't. Matter of fact, we got to close the show out right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell everybody, thank you for listening. Please visit our sponsors. Tell them that you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. Visit our websites, cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. We have our meetings posted up there, and there's a lot of information. We appreciate your loyalty to our show and your loyalty to our sponsors. That's what keeps us coming back. Have a good evening, and we hope to see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.